We live in a world full of voices.
And he goes, you need to go 3 blocks down and hang a left. And the guy's like, no, I really like it here. I just want to come and enjoy. I just really want to come and be a part of the, and the pastor again, doubles down. No, what you need to do is you need to go 3 blocks down, take a left. Finally, the guy's like, okay. Gets in his car, goes 3 blocks down, hangs a left, and it's a church that is entirely boarded up. A church that closed. A church that maybe was a thriving, great church at one point, but at some point they got to where they were no longer being contributors. They got very inward focused. How about you? Are you in the place of where you're being a contributor or a consumer? Let's look at this last point. God spiritually gifted you so you would be a spiritual giver. God spiritually gifted you so that you would be a spiritual giver. Let's go back to what we said earlier. God the Father provided, God the Son decided, and God the Spirit delivered your gift to you so that you'd be usable for His kingdom work. So, don't dishonor all of heaven by saying, nah, I want to do my own thing. But I don't like my gift. Whatever that little conflict may be. Instead, will you do what Jesus did? Jesus is the embodiment of giving. For God so loved the world that He gave. Jesus came willingly and gave of Himself. He gave the best He had by giving of Himself. And by the way, that's what we are to do. We just give of ourselves. Okay, God, however you want to use it. The greatest spiritual gift ever was Jesus Christ. That's the first spiritual gift. Let's be like our God and let's give back. I don't know if you know Jesus is Lord. Maybe today's the day where you say, hey, I want to do what Donald did. I want to put my faith, my trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If you'd like to do that, we'll be up front at the end. If you want to let us know on the card, you can do that as well. If you want to have a longer conversation, however we can help you with your next steps, we're here for you. What do you need to do? But also if you're a believer already, are you an active spiritual giver? Let's be like our God and let's be givers with our spiritual gifts. Would you pray with me? God, you are the great giver. Thank you for the gifts that you have given. Help us to use them for your name, your glory, your kingdom. And as to whatever our next step is, may you give us the wisdom as to what that step is and the courage to follow it through. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.